Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's the Monday edition of Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. So much to talk about. I will open the show in this way. And I think this is what I call a universal truth. Universal truths, for those of you that don't know, it's going to be the title of my next book, which, by the way, will be my first book. But there are some things that are universal truths. They're just out there, and you can't dispute them. It's not one of those things that you can say, well, you believe one way, I believe another. No, universal truths are things that we all accept. And the one thing that we can say is, I'm already tired of the presidential ads leading up to the caucuses. I'm done. I've had it. I can't take any more of Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. And now we're seeing a bunch of Mike Bloomberg, Mike, not Michael, it's Mike Bloomberg, already seeing too many of his ads. I have not seen a Deval Patrick ad yet. Is he still in the race? I think he is. Deval Patrick. I think so. Anyway,
but Tom Steyer's all over the place.
Tom Steyer. Well, he's been on for 6 months. I mean, I would be willing to bet he spent $1 million in Nevada already. But can I tell you something? He's at 12%. He's in third place in Nevada. 12%. Advertising works. It really does. Anyway, I want you to hear from the guy we think is the front runner, but we're not really sure because Iowa was so bizarre. So incredibly bizarre. Bernie Sanders was on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday and tried to defend as best he could the socialist Democrat label for both GOP and even people in his own party now are trashing him with the socialist, the Democrat socialist. Listen to how he tries to defend it. Here it is.
In a general election where you're going to need the support not just of liberal, progressive, left-wing Democrats, but you're also going to need the support of independents, even conceivably some moderate Republicans, how do you overcome not the communist label, but the socialist label, which Joe Biden said, not Donald Trump?
Right. Right. That's fair enough, Chris. And I want to make 2 points on that. Number one, in many respects, we are a socialist society today. We have a huge budget, puts money into all areas. Now, Donald Trump, before he was president, as a private business person, he received $800 million in tax breaks and subsidies to build luxury housing in New York. Now, what does that mean when the government gives you $800 million in tax breaks and subsidies? The fossil fuel industry, whose product happens to be destroying our planet right now, receives tens and tens of billions of dollars in tax breaks and subsidies. So does the pharmaceutical industry. The difference between my socialism and Trump's socialism is I believe that government should help working families, not billionaires. So I believe that health care is a human right. I believe we should raise the minimum wage to a living wage of $15 an hour. I believe, in fact, that the rich must start paying their fair share of taxes when you have massive levels of income and wealth inequality.
But Senator, let me ask you about some aspects, specific aspects of your agenda, and you've just laid out some. Let's put up on the screen some of the things that you are proposing. According, this is a report from CNN, if you add up your proposal for Medicare for All and the Green New Deal and cancellation of all student debt and a guaranteed federal jobs program, all things that you've proposed, that comes to $60 trillion in new spending over 10 years. Senator, the Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan, estimates, projects that over the next 10 years, right now, the federal government will spend a total of $52 trillion in new spending. You're would more than double that.
All right, Chris, let me deal with the issues. First of all, we pay for everything that we propose. In terms of health care, the question that Trump and Joe Biden, anybody else has got to answer. If we leave the status quo alone, in the next 10 years, we're going to be spending $50 trillion. We are now spending twice as much per person, $11,000 a year, as do the people of any other country on earth. We're spending a fortune for health care, and yet we have 87 million Americans uninsured or underinsured. 30,000 die each year because they don't get to a doctor. Unbelievably, 500,000 people go bankrupt because of medically related illnesses. They get cancer, they go bankrupt. That's insane. Medicare for all will cost the average American less than the $12,000 a year they are paying right now to the insurance companies. You can call it whatever you want, but when you're paying a premium to the insurance companies, I call that a tax.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another.
Shut up!
This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures owner Jared Fisher. He'll join us on the show a little bit later on. And the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor experience. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Wyatt was mentioning Tom Steyer, and it's good that he does, because if he doesn't, you're going to hear it on radio or TV across the state. They're buying oodles of advertising. And for the next week, we're going to be stuck with it. For those of you that want to find out more about Tom Steyer, he's going to be campaigning in Gardnerville and Reno tomorrow, in Fernley, Carson City, and Reno on Wednesday. Tomorrow, 12 noon, in Gardnerville, the lunch meet and greet at JJ's Mexican Foods on U.S. Highway 395 North in Gardnerville. Then let's see. Then tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the National Automobile Museum in Reno at 6 o'clock. So he's going to be in Northern Nevada today and tomorrow, and then we'll move on Wednesday or Thursday. We'll end up moving on to Las Vegas, but he is going to be working Northern Nevada very, very hard. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, I love it. It's live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Nevada Talk Network family, you've heard me talking about my MyPillow and MyPillow Premium Pillows and all of the great deals you can find by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener specials. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA, MyPillow Premium Pillows, washable and dryable. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA and get the best sleep of your life. Mike Lindell guarantees it.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Oh, a microphoney!
And a phony at the mic!
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems. I should have.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. I found at Gallup.com, a new poll is out. And it is the question they ask of small business people. How many of you out there are small business people? This is fascinating. The top list of small business owners' public policy obstacles to their success. 32% said taxes. 21% said government regulations. 20% said health care. U.S. trade tariffs, only 15%. Climate change, 7%. And immigration, 5%. Does that surprise you? It does not. Surprise me. That's what small business owners are saying. Yeah, that's what small business owners are talking about. I don't know if you caught this because it wasn't on one of the major shows. S.E. Cup does a weekend show on CNN and had Van Jones on. And one of the things that they talked about was something that Van Jones said after the Iowa caucuses and after one of the debates, and that is the issue of the black vote. That this is one of those things where if Democrats aren't careful, they are going to lose the black vote to Donald Trump. It's just, and by the way, if they lose the black vote, they have probably lost the election. And I'm not just talking about at the top of the ticket. I'm talking about down ticket as well. But Van Jones was on with S.E. Cup on Saturday, condemning the Democrats for essentially taking the black vote for granted.
Listen, if you're an African-American voter, you understand. I get it. I'm supposed to stand in a five-hour-long line in the freezing cold in Michigan so the Democrats can win and then never speak to me again for 4 years.
Right.
And it's gotten old and tired. And so I think that's – and the other thing that happens within our party is that, you know, we'll spend $1 billion on an election. 97% of the campaign dollars go to white male-owned firms. So, again, what is it we're getting out of this relationship? And so I think that it can strengthen the African-American community overall, having the competition between the two parties. For a long time, the black vote was taken for granted by Democrats and written off by Republicans.
Yes.
That's not happening this year.
Well, I wonder if you think Democrats have also left themselves a little vulnerable by focusing so much on impeachment and investigations.
Huh?
Not unimportant things, but, right, I wonder, you know, there might have been some more important issues to black voters.
You know, I would accuse my party at this point of having engaged in 3 years of fantasy football politics, where we said, okay, don't worry, Trump is never going to be seated because the Electoral College will not seat him. Remember that?
Oh, I do.
Oh, don't worry, Bob Mueller is going to take him out of the White House in handcuffs. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, don't worry, he's going to be impeached and removed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, after 3 years of all that fantasy football, guess what we have? Trump is still in the White House,
yep,
and we still don't have a candidate. And the way we've developed our issues may or may not even serve us. Had we spent the past 3 years accepting reality that a bunch of people who voted for Obama twice voted for Trump, hard to call them Nazis, and listened to them, in addition to our own constituencies, and figured out what they needed, we might be in a position to have Trump on the run. The reality is, all the blood, sweat, and tears over impeachment, Bob Mueller, all that kind of stuff, has not done anything to dent Trump. Trump is actually higher in the polls than he's ever been, and we still don't have a candidate.
Funny, funny, funny comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Yuck, yuck, yuck. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 a month for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. 855-58-LIBERTY. Call them right now. Get all the information you need. 855-58-LIBERTY. Or just check it out on your smartphone. That's probably the easiest. LibertyHealthShare.org/Kevin Wall. That's LibertyHealthShare.org/Kevin Wall. Okay, I want to go to Joe Biden. Remember, he was the front runner. He was
a lying dog faced pony soldier.
Oh yeah,
lying dog faced pony soldier.
Yeah. Well, that's not the case anymore. And he was on with George Stephanopoulos yesterday, talking about Hunter's investigation, and he contends it won't hurt the Biden campaign. This is cut one. Go.
The day after President Trump was acquitted, one of your former colleagues and friends in the Senate, Chuck Grassley, asked for the financial set records of your son, Hunter Biden, from the Treasury Department. This doesn't seem like it's going away.
Well, I don't think it's going to go anywhere, though. And look, the worst thing that happened was acquitting Trump when they acknowledged that he interfered. He got a foreign power to try to get a foreign power to say something negative about me or my son. A foreign leader wouldn't do it. They didn't even ask him to dig up dirt. They keep saying that. They said, just say you're opening an investigation. So look what's happened. I'm worried this guy's got just a free pass now on anybody.
So did his strategy work against you?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't see any evidence of it working against me. Look, when you're in a situation where you still have a majority of the people think that you should have been convicted, that's a hell of a way to start to run.
You know, Mayor Pete gave a pretty moving speech when he was asked about this last night, talking about President Trump weaponizing a son against his father.
To be the kind of president, to be the kind of human being who would seek to turn someone against his own son, who would seek to weaponize a son against his own father, is an unbelievably dishonorable thing.
What does that feel like to you, to see your son become such an issue in this campaign, used against you?
I can't let my anger overcome the desire and the need to have to unite, heal this country. And so I got to move beyond me and beyond my family. And because it's about your family, it's about everybody else's family, not mine. And the investigation of the company my son went on the board with had already been over. There wasn't anything underway. It's just pure sham. But that's the way Trump works. But it's not going to work on me. I'll be damned. I've been hit a lot. But it's not going to work on me, and I'll be damned if I'm going to walk away and let it and not take this country back.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Yeah, I did that one over the weekend. Let me just throw something out there. Is it more dishonorable on the dishonorable scale to have a son that gets $83,000 a month? Is that what we figured that out to be? $83,000 a month? Something like that. For Burisma, he has no experience in the oil business. No experience in Ukraine. And all of a sudden, he is on the board of Burisma. And if his name wasn't Biden, would he still be on the board? That's the problem. You want to talk about dishonorable, talk about what Hunter Biden did and using the name of his dad and parlaying it into $83,000 a month. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawsome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good, sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump about to release a $4.8 trillion budget plan today, which proposes steep cuts to social safety net programs like food stamps, cuts to foreign aid, while upping spending for DHS and NASA. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says it will also balance the budget after 15 years. She responds to critics of the plan who say it slashes Obamacare without offering a viable replacement.
We will deal with that separately outside of the budget,
And another middle-class tax relief plan definitely is in the president's sights, just not in this budget.
President Trump will head to New Hampshire later today, where he'll hold a campaign rally this evening in Manchester. Meanwhile, Democratic voters in that state will cast the first in the nation primary ballots tomorrow, most polls showing Sanders and Buttigieg leading the pack. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
It was survival of the fittest to open the season in Daytona. I'm Kyle Rickey, and this is the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
When it comes to weekends, we're always left wondering what to do.
If only there was something exciting going on that everyone will enjoy.
Then you want the full throttle excitement of the Fan Shield 500 Speed Fest coming to Phoenix Raceway March 6th through the 8th. You bring all your friends and family, and we'll bring the festival fun with camping, great food, and access to the infield and NASCAR garages. Get your seats now at phoenixraceway.com.
Sunday's 75-lap Busch Clash exhibition race at Daytona International Speedway opened the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series season. 18 drivers were eligible for the event in what turned out to be a race of survival. All 18 cars were involved in one of four multi-car crashes, but at the end it was the damaged Joe Gibbs Racing duo of Eric Jones and Denny Hamlin that found each other on the racetrack on the closing lap, which got Jones his first victory in the Busch Clash at Daytona.
He started pushing me, and I'm like, I don't know if we're going to get going fast enough to even catch him because we were both pretty damaged, and we started getting a little momentum. I started getting a little sniff of air off those guys in front of me, and we got a good run off of two, and I'm like, oh, we're going to get there. We just got to anticipate the block.
Behind Jones were Austin Dillon, Clint Bowyer, Kyle Larson, and Ryan Newman in the top five, while Hamlin, who pushed Jones to the win, finished sixth, multiple laps down. Racing in Daytona continues this week with the Blue-Green Vacations dual qualifying races on Thursday night to set the starting lineup for Sunday's Daytona 500. I'm Kyle Rickey, and this is the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a green.
So good to have you with us. It is. I just love that. I absolutely love that. It is. I don't know if you've been following this whole thing, this whole Gayle King. Gayle King, for those of you that don't know, I grew up watching her on TV in Kansas City. She worked for the NBC affiliate there. She ended up being a BFF of Oprah. And now she's taking a lot of blowback after her comments about Kobe Bryant in the wake of his death, talking about the sexual misconduct and all of that that was a part of his earlier life. Somebody new has just weighed in on this. Somebody that's familiar with, well, shall we say, controversy. In an Instagram video, O.J. Simpson says that rather than bringing up all this stuff of sexual misconduct, as Gayle did in an interview with some folks, that, quote, we should be celebrating, unquote, his greatness. He goes on to say, I know this thing about Kobe. She's going to claim journalistic integrity. A whole lot of people that have journalistic integrity didn't feel that this was the right time to do that. There will be plenty of time in the future to bring up all aspects of Kobe's life. Right now, we should be celebrating the greatness of Kobe and his family. God bless Kobe and his family. I'm just saying, take care. And this is based on that interview that Gayle King did. She was being interviewed by Lisa Leslie. Or maybe, I don't know who was interviewing who, to be honest with you. Anyway, and it's funny you should mention it, because a friend of mine, a beautiful blonde friend of mine, texted me a picture. Yeah.
Is that why you sent me this picture?
That's why I sent you that picture. My friend is sitting on the right side of the photo, the blonde.
Uh-huh.
Sitting right next to OJ. But they were out, and they ran into him in, I think it was downtown Summerlin. And it looks like shortly thereafter, he may have recorded that Instagram video.
Very possibly. He doesn't look bad for his age and having spent the time in prison. Looks better than we do, and he's older than both of us.
All you do is just hang out at downtown Summerlin and just, you know, have lunch, have a few cocktails. Wait, what the heck? You got the pension coming in?
Yeah.
The Goldmans can never touch it? What the hell?
He doesn't get to go to the Cosmopolitan anymore, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. Or the Palace Station? Isn't that where he was arrested?
Yeah, that was where he was arrested.
I don't know. Anyway, I want to get back to the audio sound bites because tomorrow, well, first of all, tonight, actually this afternoon Pacific time, the president is going to pack in about 11,000 people in Manchester, New Hampshire, into an arena for a big rally on the eve of the New Hampshire primary.
Good. He is fabulous.
He's wonderful. He's perfect. Perfect. Anyway, this is so funny. I want to go to cut four, though, because he went after Mayor Pete. We're talking about Bernie Sanders here. Bernie is... I just want to say, Bernie, I think, is on the verge of imploding. When you look at the folks that were on the stage for the last debate, and they're all standing up straight, and you see a Bernie hunched over, he looks like an 80-year-old guy. He looks like a 90-year-old guy. And that doesn't mean he can't be president, but I think when you see all the vibrant people that were on that stage last week, last Friday, and Bernie, it just was not terribly appealing. But here is Bernie Sanders with Chris Wallace going after Mayor Pete and the support from millionaires and billionaires. Here it is.
Senator, I just asked Mayor Buttigieg about your charges about him that he's accepting money from billionaires. He says the point is you got to build a coalition and accept money from all sources if you're going to beat Donald Trump. So the question is, are you more interested in purity than you are in winning?
No, I am more interested in transforming this country and lowering the outrageous cost of prescription drugs. In making sure that every American has health care as a human right, not a privilege, and making sure that our kids can afford to go to college and not leave school deeply in debt. And here is the problem. Everybody knows this, whether you're conservative or a progressive. It is the billionaires and the big money interests that control what goes on politically, what goes on legislatively in this country. And if you do, as Mayor Buttigieg does, take huge amounts of contributions from the CEOs of the pharmaceutical industry, from financiers in fossil fuel industry, from the insurance companies, from Wall Street. Does anyone seriously believe that you're going to stand up to those powerful entities and represent working people? Chris, I am enormously proud of the fact that my campaign today, as of today, has received more campaign contributions from more people, averaging all of $18.50, than any candidate in the history of the United States of America. We are a campaign of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class. And we are going to take on Wall Street and the insurance companies and the drug companies and the fossil fuel industry, and finally create a government and an economy that works for all of us, not just the 1%.
But Pete Buttigieg, not to take his side in this argument, just to state what his argument is, he says, look, I've put out my platform. I'm going to work for working and middle class people. If billionaires want to support me, support what I stand for, what's wrong with that?
But Chris, do you or anybody else in America really believe that if the CEOs of the pharmaceutical industry are making significant contributions to a campaign that they don't know what they are doing? Look, let me be very honest with you. In my view, the drug companies are not only extraordinarily greedy in charging us, in some cases, 10 times more for the prescription drugs that we get as they do in Canada or in any other country. They are corrupt. They engage in price fixing. They engage in collusion. In terms of the opioid epidemic, they were actually selling a product that they knew was addictive and killing people. They continue to do it. Do you think when the CEOs of major pharmaceutical companies contribute to your campaign that you are really going to take them on? I don't think that you will. We have massive levels of income and wealth inequality in America. Three people own more wealth than the bottom half of America. Do you really think you're going to take on the rich and say, guess what, guys? You're going to finally start paying your fair share of taxes, not as Trump did, give $1 trillion in tax breaks to the 1% and large corporations. I think common sense suggests that when you take money and you're dependent on billionaires, you're not going to stand up to them. You're not going to effectively represent working families.
Bernie Sanders yesterday, one of the Sunday shows, one of these days I'll dredge up the National Tax Foundation and their the wealthiest 1% pays a gazillion dollars in taxes. I mean, what is the fair share? That's something that I've never figured out. Hey, you know, for years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. In fact, I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There is real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. That's what it means. You see, these negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon. Everybody goes to Amazon now. We all shop at Amazon. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water on it. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10, WALL, all caps, no space, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It just doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its benefit properties delivered right to your front door. I know you're going to love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference. Again, the coupon, 10WALL. That's 10WALL, all caps, no space, and you'll receive 10% off. You can't beat that, folks. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday. It is Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet. Or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now
wow.
I wonder.
I love that. My thoughts there is just nothing better. Great to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local Now. Want to go to Cut 5. Because Lindsey Graham made the made Face the Nation yesterday, and one of the things that a lot of people after watching, was that you or me? Oh, it was you. Okay. One of the things that is absolutely fascinating is to notice that if you lived through the House Judiciary Committee, the House Intelligence Committee, and the hoax that they perpetrated on the American people, you now are going to have the Senate dominated by Republicans that are going to have their day. And in fact, Lindsey Graham was on Face the Nation, said he's going to tackle FISA warrants and Joe and Hunter Biden. Just to name a few.
I can promise the president and your viewers that I'm going to call witnesses about
Foreign surveillance.
Yeah, the Horowitz report. You know, McCabe, Comey, Rosenstein, Yates. How did you miss it so badly? How could you issue 4 warrants against an American citizen based on information that was unreliable? But here's what I want to tell the president. I'm not going to be the Republican Christopher Steele. So Rudy Giuliani last night said he's got the goods on Hunter Biden. I called the Attorney General this morning and Richard Burr, the chairman of the Intel Committee, and they told me take very cautiously anything coming out of the Ukraine against anybody. So what I will do is I will get to the bottom of how the FISA warrant system failed and make sure we reform it. Doesn't happen again. I think questions about the conflict of interest regarding Hunter Biden and the Ukraine need to be asked. The State Department had warnings and they ignored the conflict of interest. The whistleblower episode needs to be investigated by Richard Burr. But if Rudy Giuliani has any information coming out of the Ukraine, he needs to turn it over to the Department of Justice because it could be Russian propaganda.
You, last time you were on this program, though, in December, you said Giuliani should come to the Judiciary Committee with what he said was a suitcase full of documents he picked up in Ukraine on the Bidens. Are you saying you don't want any part of this anymore?
After talking to the Attorney General and the intelligence chairman, that any documents coming out of the Ukraine against any American, Republican or Democrat, need to be looked at by the intelligence services, who has expertise I don't, because Russia is playing us all like a fiddle, and Christopher Steele was played by the Russians. That started the Russian investigation against President Trump. It was all garbage.
Are you
and
saying
I don't
Giuliani,
want to do the same thing?
Rudy Giuliani is getting played by the Russians?
I don't know. I'm saying that the attorney...
Well, it sounds like that's what you're suggesting.
I'm saying that anybody who's got any information coming from the Ukraine needs to turn it over to the intelligence community. As to Senator Schumer warning Parnas in the audience, if you don't understand that
this is
Parnas,
one of Rudy Giuliani's business associates.
Yeah, crooked as a snake, facing indictment. So Schiff gets called by a Russian hoaxer. I've got photos of President Trump in a compromised situation. To every American politician, you should be very cautious about receiving information coming out of the Ukraine and other countries that may be backed by Russian misinformation.
Does the president know that?
I hope so.
Apparently,
well, if he's watching the show, here's what I would tell the president.
Here.
I'm going to get to the bottom of the FISA warrant process because it was an abuse of power of the Department of Justice, the FBI. And we're going to make sure that Hunter Biden's conflict of interest is explored because it's legitimate. How could Joe Biden really fight corruption when his son's sitting on the Burisma board?
But can you clarify? You said you talked to Attorney General Barr.
This morning.
Has the Department of Justice been ordered to investigate the Bidens?
No. The Department of Justice is receiving information coming out of the Ukraine from Rudy.
Already.
To see, he told me that they've created a process that Rudy could give information and they would see if it's verified. Rudy Giuliani is a well-known man. He's a crime fighter. He's loyal to the president. He's a good lawyer. But what I'm trying to say to the president and anybody else, that the Russians are still up to it. Deterrence is not working. So let's look at Hunter Biden's conflict. Let's look at Joe Biden. Vice President Biden, what did you do when they told you your son was on Burisma's board? It undercut your ability to fight corruption. Did you take it seriously? Obviously, he didn't.
Guess not. Lindsey Graham is going to have a field day with this. And don't expect him to come up short. This guy, I think, is going to take down Hunter Biden and maybe Joe Biden. The word out of New Hampshire right now is that Joe Biden is losing voters by the minute. Now, the last word in this hour, I want to give to Brian Stelter, who, believe it or not, he's the CNN media analyst. He was actually criticizing those on the left who are cheering Russia's cancer diagnosis, which to me is reprehensible. But it's odd to hear somebody from the left, like Brian Stelter, actually trying to take these people down. This was Brian Stelter yesterday on CNN.
There's also controversy about Rush Limbaugh receiving this Medal of Freedom at the State of the Union. Rush announced on Monday that he's been diagnosed with advanced stage lung cancer. And I know some people don't think he should have been getting this medal. But Sarah, some of the comments I'm seeing on social media from lefties who hate Rush, saying they hope that the cancer takes him away as fast as possible, it's revolting to me. And I just, you know, as much as we talk about Trump and misinformation, there is a strain of contempt on the left that also worries me. That why can't people all just say we hope that Rush gets better quickly?
And I think this highlights a larger problem with Twitter and what we elevate on Twitter,
right,
and who's on Twitter.
You're right,
Twitter.
Those are not the normal voices. You're right.
But
you're right.
When candidates, journalists often find, we're all on Twitter, frankly, all the time, let's be honest, but we think of that as some type of reality when in fact it's not. We don't know who some of those people are. They're not checked by
you're
Twitter
right.
of who they are.
Not even be
they
real
can be
people.
Russian bots. They
That's
can
true.
Be paid. So then candidates respond to that because reporters respond to it. And a lot of, I think, the Democratic candidates have fallen into that trap of living in a Twitterverse that
right.
is not actually representative in the country. And then, and the facts are still coming out on this, so I don't want to jump too far over what happened, but you have a van drive into a Republican voter drive, registration drive in Florida, which is a very scary thing to happen.
Yeah, and thankfully the suspect's been arrested.
Arrested,
so they
no
can get
one
to the
was
bottom
injured.
Of it, but that was very scary.
And that's all good news, and we don't know really what the motivation was.
That's Sarah Isger. She is a political analyst with a publication called The Dispatch, whatever that is. But was on with Brian Stelter, and it really is sad that we lack humanity. Somebody's given, a stage 4 cancer diagnosis, and they're cheering and hoping that he goes sooner rather than later. That, to me, is reprehensible. And by the way, we don't say a lot of good things about Brian Stelter, but I think on this particular issue, he and I are in lockstep. We are right there. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to Rush and his family. And again, for those of you who don't know, he and I cut our teeth in this industry together back in Kansas City back in the day. Yeah. Played touch football together. Played softball during the summer with him. God, during football season, he'd wear that 58 Jack Lambert Steelers jersey. And he was a terror. He really was. And that's when he was Jeff Christie, not Rush Limbaugh. That was before he changed his name. Anyway, stick around. Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We're going to talk about the pros and cons of pre-K. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.